WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are into the summer months. I swear football is going to start soon. I saw Dick Cass the other day. I was at the soccer press conference at the 114 degree stadium that we're probably not going to get the World Cup, but I'm going to act like we are. I'm going to hope we are because I'm Baltimore Positive, but I'll believe that one when I see it. Bill Cole is here. He is Cole Roofing and, of course, Gordian Energy, taking care of solar, doing stuff, taking care of roofs right now, walking on hot roofs at this point because it's 100 degrees out. Bill, welcome in. How are you? How's your summer, man? Have you vacationed yet? Have you done the
beach? Snuck away for a little bit. Going to do another little one in a couple weeks here, but yeah. It's hot. It's tough. We're supposed to be busy, but can't get any materials. You know, supply chain is still COVID jacked up. So like
COVID jacked up. Yeah, you just like said that. COVID jacked up. What else is COVID jacked up? I'm just trying to, as the world opens now, I've been running around. Let's see, it's middle of July. I guess I started taking my mask off 5 or 6 weeks ago, and it feels like 5 months ago, right? Like it feels. And then I went to New York and sort of I wore my mask on the bus, although no one was going to enforce it. 90% of the people were on like a bus. I'm assuming if I get on a plane, my wife's flying home from New Hampshire on Wednesday, everybody have a mask on. Now the California thing happens and other places because we haven't vaccinated enough people, right? And I remember seeing there was a billboard in New York. Do you remember back in the beginning where there was the black white thing where who's going to get the vaccine first? Rich people or poor people, black people or white people, red states or blue states. We're not going to get, they're going to get it first. They're going to get it first. I'm not going to get it. I'm not going to get a vaccine. Now, like anybody that's wanted a vaccine, it feels like 90 days, although it's only been maybe 60, can get one. And we're
as long as you're in the United States.
I'm just for Americans because there are right. there are no anybody else, right? We're nationalistic. It's just America. That's all there is. I mean, 85% of us don't have a passport. So I would just say this, like, I'm wondering where is the normalcy in all of this? Like, when are we going to do everything or anything or most things that aren't COVID jacked up? COVID jacked up means if I want to buy a car at Coons Ford right now, Dennis has to say, having trouble getting cars. If I want to get a roof done, you say, might have some trouble with those panels, might have some trouble with this material. If I want to, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think if the things that I want to do, I went to see Springsteen. I had to show my vaccine card. That's not COVID jacked up, but that's a consequence of COVID. I'm just thinking like of all of these things that were COVID oriented. I'm doing new commercials right now for all my clients. How much do you mention the pandemic or not? Is it really over? Is it going away? Because as I wake up today, I feel like it's not as gone as I want it to be. I've been wandering around without a mask for a couple of weeks and it's cool. But then like Rich Eisen gets COVID the other day. The Yankees and the Red Sox can't play on Thursday night. Like, I don't know. I know we all want like normal tomorrow. And it's been a long time. I don't know, man.
Tell me just because I'm curious, like the Springsteen thing, you were not allowed in if you weren't vaccinated or they just wanted to make you wear a mask?
Bill, the other night there was a guy and I'm just going to assume for argument's sake, he was a Republican. He had a son with him who was under the age of 12. This was a prepubescent kid. This was maybe a 9 or 10 year old kid. He wasn't three. And going into the theater, I heard him screaming at the people at the front. And there's nobody in front of this theater. There's 1,600 people going in. It's on a street. It's on Broadway, but there's nothing's open. Literally nothing's open, right? So there's nobody there except the people going in and a couple of curiosity seekers. But it's not like, come meet Bruce Springsteen. So there's nobody on the street. It's very quiet. There's no music being played. There's no sounds of New York. There's no sirens. There's no cabs. And I hear a guy just screaming, F you, F you, F all of you. This is what you get when you come into the city. My kid, F you, I'm a lawyer. So he didn't have his card, I think for his kid, or he didn't have his kid, it wasn't shot, or his kid didn't have like whatever the rules were, he didn't follow them. And I'm assuming this is happening at airports and places, you won't let me in. I don't know, but I want this to be over with and everybody wants to be over with. But then I wake up and realize like 70% of the people in Mississippi haven't rolled their sleeve up. We're never going to get like, – that's the issue for me is given that there is propaganda from – like when it was time for me to get my diphtheria shot as a kid or my booster shots or my measles or my – like I didn't have a choice. My parents didn't feel like they had a choice. And certainly they had lived through smallpox and like polio when all my parents were older. What is this thing with science, with people? Like, that's what I'm trying to understand.
No, I'm really just, so you think the Springsteen thing was like a private decision? Like that was just the rules that group had made.
I think he didn't either read the form or just thought he was going to get whatever he wanted.
He didn't, but I'm saying you knew going in or whatever that the only way you were allowed in was if you were vaccinated?
Dude, before you bought the ticket, it had a disclaimer that said you must be vaccinated to attend this. You must prove that you're vaccinated. And you have to prove that you're vaccinated. So whatever that means, but he couldn't prove that he was vaccinated.
I guess I'm just trying to also help the listener understand kind of state of play, right? So you go back and you listen to these years from now. I'm fascinated on how we'll feel about this stuff 10 years.
This is 10 minutes going into a theater where it's $500 to get in. This guy's screaming just to scream. He had to get in the car and drive. He was from New Jersey because you know he said, you know, right. Come into the city, come like all of that. And I'm thinking he's driving into the city and he knows all the rules, like all 1,674 people in the building know. Like, I'll tell you how much I knew. My wife and I knew, and we argued as to whether she should take her card or not. Well, I have my app, and I'm like, F that app. I'm taking my card. I'm not going to be the one screaming at the guy outside when they said show proof of vaccination, and whatever they decide is proof isn't proof. But that's one example of the vaccine, right? Like, becoming an issue, and now it's really – wait till school starts, dude. Wait till school. So, I mean, I remember this time last year was all about your kids and all about school and all about vaccine. Like, we're not done with this plague at all, and we're not done because there's too many of us walking around who didn't get vaccinated.
Yeah, continuing to frame out the current state of affairs. Like, I went to the dentist yesterday.
Okay.
And it was
temperature at the head. No,
it was it was time warp, right? It was literally walking through the door and going back to November or July of last year, like full-time mask, taking my temperature, you know, glass shields, all like it was just, I'm like, holy cow. And I, you know, talked them up or whatever. And it's just that the CDC hasn't changed their rules for them. And it's like, yeah, okay. I mean,
well, we've never been through a plague. So thinking as though we know how this is going to come out the other end, I don't have anything predictive on this in the same way that when I was sitting here this time last year, let's go back a year ago to today, right? I'm building the website. It's hot as hell. We're here. Nothing's open. I'm looking at I could have laid on any of these piers, you know, for sun, you know, all summer lows, nobody out.
Right.
The world's completely different now. Everybody's out. It's not slow anymore. It's not a little bit of people on the beltway. It's not a few people are – people are out. I had Stuart Pittman on last week at G&M. We're talking about Annapolis. I was down there. I had Barry Glassman on last week up at Harford County. Everybody was out in Bel Air. I live downtown. I think there's some things like the Orioles games where people aren't coming because they don't want to. But I think if you go to Fells Point a Saturday afternoon, you'll see there's plenty of people out. I think if you go out to – the Coop and listen to music and Timoney. I mean, people are out and they're not wearing masks quickly, right?
I think my point is it's more extreme today where I go into the dentist office and it's back to all that protocol and it took us 2-3 months to get to that protocol.
To your point, you get that protocol there, but everywhere else in the world, you're getting on a subway.
I mean, it's like, it's not, it doesn't even exist, right? You go out in the universe and you spend I would say at this point, the better part of 2 months, right? So sometime in May and you're sitting here now in July to get from wearing your mask, having a mask in your pocket every time you were leaving the house because you knew you were going to need it, to me pulling up in front of the dentist office, walking to the door, seeing the sign about the mask, realizing, uh-oh, I better go back and get my mask, realizing that somehow now, you know, a car that used to have 50 masks laying around it.
I'm
trying to find one that I can throw one to go in here. I don't know anymore. The science is, you know, like I'm so far away from checking in.
Well, here's the science. The science is this. If you have a vaccination, you won't be hospitalized or die. Like that's pretty much.
Yeah, I agree.
That's been a universal scientific thing over the last 90 days. And dude, I'm not one of these guys that's going to sit and argue with Anthony Fauci like these freaking idiots that sit and watch Fox News all day and think Tucker Carlson is smarter than Anthony. I mean, it blows my mind how far the bar has fallen for what this clown that ran the country for 4 years, the mind frame of people to think, well, Democrats believe that's a liberal thought. I can't think that. Vaccines are liberal. Vaccines are Democrats. Vaccines are master Democrats. Like, I don't know where we got to this over a year and a half, but like, that's really where we are in especially in the South, I would think, where it's not like here where 8 out of 10 people are, you know, voting Democratic. There, 8 out of 10 people are voting Republican. And I would think it's a whole different game in Jackson, Mississippi right now. I just think it would be. And I would feel differently without a mask in places where nobody's had a vaccine. I mean, I don't know that it's smart or good, or I mean, I don't know that these people are being smart. Smart is getting the vaccine. Not being smart's not getting the vaccine for me.
Okay. But I think it's important to unpack one of the things you said there. And it was, I think I would feel better wearing a mask in a place where no one has been vaccinated. But prior to that, you said, why know the vaccine prevents me from getting really, really sick and ending up in the hospital?
So, well, those are two different things. So the issue is, if I get COVID right now, I might not even know it. And I may give it to Susie in Jackson, Mississippi, because she's too stupid to get a shot. But then the hospital gets overtaken. Like, all of that's going on.
Well, that's the question, right? So have enough people gotten vaccinated? Maybe enough haven't gotten
vaccinated. If you haven't gotten vaccinated by now, you're probably not getting vaccinated.
I would tend to agree with that. All due respect
to the Anne Arundel County executive, Harford. We need you to get vaccinated. And Joe Biden's bringing this girl with the heels, the 18-year-old Olivia Rodrigo, or whatever. And she's going to tell people to get vaccinated. Maybe if you're young and your parents are stupid and they watch too much Fox News, maybe you'll sneak out and get vaccinated. You won't tell your parents. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how this works, but I'm blown away that there are places where 60, 70, 80%, 85% of some counties are unvaccinated. They are last July, and their hospital is not equipped to handle them.
Right. I mean, my issue is I'm a little skeptical at this point because I feel like it's always a news cycle, clickbait. You know, you always got to have your cynicism up, right? Your skepticism, like, you know, that the first thing the internet is going to put in front of everyone is the thing that they are most likely to click on. So it's going to have to involve some sort of train wreck or some kind of fear-inducing headline.
Is that why no one clicks on me? Because I don't do that?
Right. So in the absence of some kind of extremely scary thing to talk about, we've always got the lots of tape on the pandemic. We now have, you know, 400 different experts that are TV savvy and, you know, we can go to them. So I don't mean to say that in terms of trying to dispel kind of what's going on. I just mean that's where my radar is, right? Like, I'm a little bit skeptical. If we know that a lot of people have been vaccinated and a lot of people, even with the Delta variant or whatever else is going on, you don't die. Like, if this, I go back to the beginning, if this illness was the common cold, you don't shut the economy down, right? So if what we've managed to do is take the severity out of this disease, or what, I guess that's the right word, then why, and this is probably an accident that people don't intentionally do, but why are you still treating it the same way, right? And if your response to that, which I think you just said to me, was like, well, yeah, but for the 85% of the people in Mississippi who haven't gotten vaccinated, it's not the new version of this, right? It's still the old version. Okay, I get that. And I would assume that if my roofing material manufacturing plant is in Mississippi, I'm going to have a problem, right? So even though I'm not in Mississippi and I don't need to put a mask on because everyone around us is vaccinated, my world is still affected. And this is our nationalist thing that we talked about earlier.
Well, this is why in
pull that out globally.
The other day on the New York, I saw my app go off and it wanted to know if I wanted to be tracked, right? Like the government knows I'm in New York and the government knows I'm moving around.
Tracked. Oh, yes. Please track me. Yes. Please steal my information. Please invade my privacy. I really want that.
Do you want to be tracked or do you not want to be tracked? And I said, oh, this is how Korea kept the plague away, because everybody thought, well, I can't get my fellow countrymen sick. I mean, that would be against my religion, my thought, my feelings. Here, we're like, that's everybody else. I mean, this is all about me. So there.
Oh,
really
no.
Is-
if I thought that that's really what they were doing with that information, then I would be willing to participate. But we know that every good American figures out a way to capitalize every decent idea they have. So they're going to track you, but it's really because they want to sell you shampoo. So be careful.
Bill Cole is here. He's much more skeptical, much more independent minded. Bill Cole is here. Cole Roofing. And of course, Gordian Energy, getting up on roofs. You get up on roofs, 112 degrees, right? Like you're up there working.
Yeah, our boys are out there. Yeah, I mean, it's been a lot of, we do, at this time of year, like this week for us is our like self-designated safety week. So we're doing a lot of like safety sand downs and telling everybody to take a time out and just, these are not new concepts to our guys, right? But you got to reinforce them, and you just got to take 15 minutes and go stand under the tree and cool.
Coconut water is what I say.
Yeah. Hydrate. Yeah. Hydrating, like, hey dude, let's not have 7 pieces of pizza for lunch. That's probably not going to be the best plan. And, you know, trying to help them, just whatever. It's a tough job.
These are the tough weeks too. I mean,
they are. It is. I mean, like I say, with the challenges to get materials, it hasn't been this endless drive, right? Like,
is
normally,
it a challenge to get material or do you get gouged? What's the truth? Is it a supply demand issue? Or are they just banging you for 20% because like,
well, it's both. It's definitely both.
You are competing with other people to buy every piece now, right? That's the reality.
Yeah. Well, it is not turned into like an auction style, hey, I've got a piece of material, who wants it?
I'm worried about that in a lot of places. When lumber was, you know, $40 a square, I'm like, somebody's OPEC on this, you know, is somebody's
yes. I there's no doubt that that's going on, but at this point, it is more about just the general supply. And to the point where, like, so we crossed over the line, the construction industry, in my opinion, crossed over the line where pricing had gone up so much that projects started getting put on hold. We probably crossed that line maybe 30 days ago. So it's really like I think there's some rough waters ahead.
Well, you can't do the job at that price, or you can't do the job because you can't get the part at that price. And then you can't not do the job, especially if you have a government job where you're like, you're not going back and saying, hey, Uncle Sam, I need another, you know, $500,000 for that job, because like, that's what the job is. We thought it was an $8 million project. It's really a $9 million project.
Yeah. I think ultimate landlords are saying I can't increase rents. Like you can't just keep.
I can't pass it on.
Right. So if it costs me 20% more to build the building, does that really make sense? And is this transitory like everyone says it is? And I should just sit on my hands for 6 months and prices will come back down. And there will. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be pretty chaotic for a little while, because that stuff will have to take some time to settle out. Like everybody's. We can't, if I order product today, I'm going to get a January, February delivery date. And that's a product that a year ago I would have had within a week.
Wow.
Yeah. So, wow. And even that January, February date at this point is so full of like BS.
Nebulous. It might come.
And is it really January, February? Or is it like November? Who knows? And like, at what point did people start ordering from, say there's three or four major manufacturers, right? Like now you're just putting orders in with all four of them saying, who can deliver the soonest?
Because if I can get it, I know Joe over there. He's got a roofing company. He'll take some of it. You know, I got friends.
That or just the mere fact that I order from four and whoever delivers it first, I cancel the other three orders because I got it from this guy. And now all of a sudden there's, you know, is that create 40% BS orders in the system? And that's why dates are pushed out another 2 months. I mean, it's pretty crazy. And it's a lot of it's chemical related. At least that's what they're claiming. Like there's some trucking definitely, which, you know, I guess is just a supply of like that was.
Are you full employment right now? Or are you one of those guys looking for people to get on roofs and you can't find them?
We are at where we would have wanted to be and would want to be right now. And we're staying busy with that crew. What I would say is if I could get the material, I could add more people. I mean, we're adding some ancillary stuff, some support stuff.
But you're not the guy saying our service sucks today because we don't have enough people. Like that's a service industry issue right now everywhere. And that's not a Republican thing or a Democratic thing or a North thing or South thing. That's a country thing right now where a lot of people said, I'm not going to wait tables anymore. I'm going to do something else with my life. They found something else to do the last year and a half, and now they're not going back. Whether it's waiting tables, meaning job X, whatever the job is, they're doing something else. And I don't know where that fill-in is going to be, and $15 an hour and all of that, right?
Well, so can we play that out a little bit here? Like, sure. Can we play economist, I guess is probably the right term, but like, okay, so
I'll get Anirban Basu on later this month.
Right. So I own a restaurant and I cannot recruit servers, right?
So what kind of restaurant? Is it big? Is it small? Is it four shifts? Is it two? Is it, you know, like part of that is fast food places, I think, are different than restaurants and full service restaurants and a Ruth's Chris kind of I think they all have unique challenges, but I think it's all one big bag at this point, I think.
Okay. So like pick one and let's play that, because what all I'm trying to do is I have not taken the time to fully vet out a concept here.
I can pick several because I'm in business with many different restaurant owners and I talk to them frequently like I do you, although they don't come on the air and talk about their issues the way you talk about roofs, right? I have a friend that owns a restaurant here in town. He's owned it for 30 years. He has sweat like you wouldn't believe. The last year and a half, he's lost, you know, he was like, we're down $10,000 a week every week, and every week we're down 10,000, like that kind of thing. And told me that he never fired anybody in the kitchen, paid everybody, took it the hit himself, PPP this, you know, filing for this, for that, whatever. But I've been in his place 5 times this year, and the food and the service on point, all good, no problems, all, you know, there. And I had a conversation with a few weeks ago about other places, because I've had bad service and I've had places where the sign is up, we can't get anybody to work, and if it's slow, we're sorry. Like, I've done all of that.
Yep.
Those places for me, especially if I spent a lot of money on dinner, and I did one, I think I talked to you about this a couple weeks ago, I'm not going back, and because there's too many other places to go. And I've done crab cakes in several places now and talked to other people. They've all given me sort of a similar story, that if you kept your kitchen together and the food's coming out right, you're okay. If you had to shut down and everything went sideways and you have to go find that sort of skill, the thing that makes your meal, at this point, you're really in a lot of trouble because you may never get it back again. You know, the way things were working before, the way my friend explained it to me is, if I would have lost that, I would have been one of the businesses where you come in and my food would be like, it would really be a mess right now if I lost that part of the business. And a lot of people lost that part of the business because they couldn't serve food. There was no food to be made. So I think for restaurants, that's the one thing we all do. We all go out. Look, if you're in a Home Depot buying something and they're not fully stocked, that was this case in 2014. Good luck finding somebody in Walmart to help you, right? Like, that's not happening. I'm talking about for mom and pop restaurants and getting back on our feet. And if they have a sign up that says help wanted, I don't know who the next person going in there is at this point, because I don't know that there's a whole lot of people out. Like, I'm going to wait till September to get a job. The government's feeding me. I mean, I know Fox News would like you to believe that everybody's just sitting home jerking off and they don't want to work and they're never going to work again. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know people like that, and I don't see people like that. And
my curiosity around the getting help thing is that the people build these barriers in their own brain. Like, if in order to get good people to provide the proper service so that you want to come back, right? So I have to have a good chef, a good person to put the food together, you know, a good person to deliver it, but let's not screw all that up. We could conceivably be in an environment where you have to pay more for that, right? Like, you have to raise your wages. That's fine. So the business owner needs to say, oh, well, instead of it costing $12 for the cheeseburger, it's going to cost $15 now. And man, I'll tell you, restaurant people absolutely resist that concept. And I think they're missing
crab is $55 a pound, and I have two sponsors that have not raised the price of their crab cake by a dollar. And I don't understand it. And I've said to both of them, people understand that they're not going to not get the crab cake because it's $23.99 instead of $21.99. If they want it, they'll get it. If they want it, they'll understand it. And if they don't, they'll get the ribs or get a burger or get some
If they don't get the crab cake, they're going to get something else, right? So if you're consistent across your offerings, they've come in the door. How many people come in the door and get up and leave without buying anything? Oh my God, the crab cake, $55. Come on, we're out of here. And they're going to drive to another place. Come, give me a break. I did see that one time on vacation. It was very strange. So if you increase the price and people stop buying crab cakes and they buy the chicken or the ribs or whatever, like you said, the price of crab cakes will eventually come back down, right? Because the demand for the crab will go down. Well, if I pay my people more and I raise the cost of my meals, there is a possibility that people will not want to come out to my place or other places or dine out because it's too expensive. But
always go to York Steakhouse and get a $6 steak, or you could go to Ruth's Chris and get a $30 steak. Like, those options are always there.
The point is that the marketplace right now is not going to stay home and cook, right? Because they've been staying home and cooking for 14 months. So it doesn't matter right now. So as a business owner, take your chances now while your people are willing to pay whatever. Right. Like, you're, the competitive environment is slightly different for those kind of services. Look, I think you're going to see airfare go up. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's trying to grab. I heard a story about if you try and do one of those Montana, South Dakota, Yellowstone, like
flying or driving?
Well, get out there and then do some kind of driving to get to.
Well, I did Yellowstone 2 years. Go ahead. So
there are no hotels to stay in. There's no rooms available. There's no rental cars. Like it's insane. So people are grabbing. The prices are going up. You know, consumers have to fight against it. Everybody, it is inflation, right? It is inflation. Is it short term or long term? Well, my sense is it's short term because it's not sustainable, right? Like, I might choose to pay $55 for a crab cake to sit with you because we haven't sat and ate in 14 months. So I don't give a shit.
But the next day you get the chicken tenders.
Damn right. Damn right. We're not going to do that two times a month, right? We'll do it once.
I saw Springsteen. It was the same thing. I can't do it every night, right? So Bill Cole is here. Cole Roofing and Gordian. Just tell people what you do about getting on roofs and how they can find you, brother.
Yeah, right now, I mean, it's a lot about, trying to help people just solve different roof exterior related problems. We work a lot on new construction stuff. We're really excited to do some stuff down at Port Covington with the Weller guys. Like, that stuff's coming online.
I saw the cranes.
They're kicking butt. Yeah, it's exciting. you know, so we'll do service work. You know, that means if you have a leak, we'll come fix it. That means if you have a commercial building, shopping center, hospital, university, any kind of stuff like that, we'll do assessments, we'll do repairs, we'll do replacements, we'll do new builds, all that. And then for any of those type of properties, as well as parking garages, parking lots, and farms, we can evaluate the prospects of putting solar on it.
And I see the solar panels behind you. Yeah, you know, I'm going to be driving Eastern Shore and Western Maryland all next month. Every time I see a solar panel, I'll take a picture and I'll send it over to you. Okay. Crab Cake Tour is coming together. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour begins August 1st. We are with Johnny O at Costas next week. And Brandon Scott, we have ships in the night. We're going to push that till September and do it on a Friday as part of our Friday tour. So Stuart Pittman's available. Barry Glassman's available. So wherever you live, at some point, we'll get Calvin Ball on here and others. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour is there. Part of it sponsored, of course, by our friends at Cole Roofing and Gordian and Energy. Always good to visit with you, Bill. Next week, we'll talk football, maybe.
Ooh,
almost
all right.
Be football season. That's be getting exciting. There. And soccer as well. I was at the stadium the other day, so it got me a little first time I've been in the stadium in like a year and a half. It was kind of weird. And Garth Brooks is coming too, so that's another reason to go. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking to friends about things and about our city and Baltimore Positive.